Good morning and welcome to Miraya Morning Motivation. This is Taurai. I talked about thinking good thoughts sometime, but today I wish to progress with the idea and the concept of our thoughts and the principle of thinking and the business, the work, the good hard work of thinking. I want to proceed to talk about it again today and basically focus mostly on how to be a good thinker. How to be a good thinker. How do you become a good thinker? How do you even know that you're not a good thinker? Of course, if there are thoughts that crisscross your mind and they overwhelm you and they suppress your emotions and make you uncomfortable and you wish you could get out of that thought pattern, you could get out of that kind of thinking, you could think things that would be that would build you better and motivate you better, then you know you need to think better. So you got to be a good thinker. But how? Simple. Principles apply. Firstly, expose yourself to good input. Expose yourself to good input. You can only think about the things that you put in your head. You can only think about the things that you expose yourself to. You can only think about the things that you allow your mind to look into, to focus on, and to spend time on. So, put into that head good input. Expose yourself to good input. Read books, review even trade magazines. Someone once said to me, "You are not an economist. Why are you ordering books on banking? Why are you ordering books on international laws that have to do with money laundering and the principles of exchange control? Why? You are somebody who is in communication and somebody who is in health and public health. So why involve yourself in these things?" I say to the person, "I live in this world which has all those things surrounding it and within it. I therefore am a part of everything that there is in it. So it's good for me to seek to know and learn regarding as much of what there is in life as I possibly can. And thus, I had to look for those books because I felt I needed to know something about them. So get good books. Listen to speeches, good speeches. Spend time with people who are renowned good thinkers. Hang around even within your community, even within your workspace. There are people with good thoughts, people with good hearts, people with good principles. Stick around those people. Expose yourself to them and learn something good from them. Let some of their goodness rub onto you. And then you, like a bee, are going to drink from all these different flowers. Take nectar from all these different flowers. Then you produce your own honey that is peculiar only to yourself. So expose yourself to good input. Secondly, you need to expose yourself to good thinkers. Spend time with the right people. Iron sharpens iron. You cannot sharpen a steel knife, a stainless steel knife, with a piece of clay. You've got to get another piece of iron and sharpen it with it. Yes, you can sharpen it with a stone, because metal originates from out of rock. So it is essentially the same. Iron sharpening iron. So spend time with people that tickle the fancy of your mental capacities and thereby stimulate those brains to think and think good. Good things. Thinking good things only. Choose to think good thoughts is the third thing that you need to do. regularly put yourself in the right place to think, to shape, stretch, and land your thoughts. Regularly, you know, deliberately make, create for yourself occasions where regularly you're going to try to stretch your kind of, to stretch your thinking, you know. Develop a thinking schedule, so to speak. Sounds crazy, but you know, in a way, develop a thinking schedule. Do not allow yourself to have a week which goes by without you allocating yourself 10, 15 good minutes to yourself, where you're quiet and you're thinking and you're spending time focusing on issues and good thoughts. Refocusing, reshaping, redirecting, and diverting things surrounding you into patterns and forms that then generate good thoughts within you. And out of that, ideas will come and you will progress into success. By deliberately taking time to spend time thinking, you are actually helping yourself to keep the main thing, because you are focused. As you take time to think, do what I usually do and what I usually encourage people to do. I always encourage, and you will find this from almost every motivation speaker, every psychologist, every psychotherapist, every counselor, be it their family therapists or their crisis counselors or whatsoever, they will always tell you, put pen to paper. As you think, take a pen, write your ideas. Write your ideas. Revisit those ideas at some point in time, go over them, edit them. Amend those thoughts. Build other things that begin to crisscross your mind from out of the thoughts that you have written down. And draw arrows and have some sub-closes and subsections that keep coming out of these thoughts. And the more you do so, you will expand the idea. And it will come to pass with time as you then indulge yourself in the things that are associated with that pattern of thought. Spend time thinking. Create a thinking pattern for yourself, and you will be encouraged to see that you begin to, you'll find that you start to have a different style of thought, and even the way you spend your time, even the things that you begin to enjoy and to focus on and to work on, things begin to reform and reshape, and success comes your way and gladness is on your lips. And that is making success with thinking only the good thoughts. So that's part of the how to think good thoughts. In the next session, I will give you three other ideas as to how to develop good thoughts. And I believe you and I will keep benefiting from this. In all this process, do not forget, it is well. Have a great day.
Always thought you were the best. I guess I always will. I always felt that we were blessed, and I feel that way still. Sometimes we took the hard road, but we always saw it through. If I had only one friend left, I'd want it to be you. Sometimes the world was on our side, sometimes it wasn't fair, sometimes it gave a helping hand. times we didn't care. 'Cause when we were together, it made the dream come true. If I had only one friend left, I'd want it to be you. Someone who understands me, knows me inside out, and helps keep me together, and believes without a doubt that I could move a mountain, someone to tell it to. If I had only one friend left, I'd want it to be. Had only one friend left, I'd want it to be you. Someone who understands me and knows me inside out, and helps keep me together, and believes without a doubt that I could move a mountain. I had only one friend left, I'd want it to be you.